A very warm welcome to you. You are listening to a message from Senior Pastor of Word Fountain Christian Ministries, Pastor Dupe Adefola. Be blessed.
Father, we are so grateful that you will draw us to your presence where worship is unending. You draw us into your presence where glory is unfading. You draw us out, O God, of our weakness into your presence where strength is available. You draw us into the fullness of joy by your Spirit. Daddy, we say you are worthy. You are worthy. You are worthy. And indeed, we cast our crowns before you. Daddy, there are nothing, O God, considering what is available before you. But Lord, we cast them. We have no good in ourselves. But your goodness in us makes us, O God, to be desirable. For you put your love in us when Christ died on the cross. And when we came to the cross and we confessed our sins, you put righteousness in us. And now you can look at us. And you can find your love in us. And we can be acceptable before you. Thank you, Father, for making a way for us into your presence. I am in your presence singing hallelujah, hallelujah, oh Lord, hallelujah. I really bless God for those who are leading us this day. I bless the name of the Lord because they are not in the physical, they are in the spirit. Right from the very beginning of workers' prayers and devotion. Minister Nkiru also took us to Revelation where elders are worshiping God, casting down their crowns. And when the choir began to sing, praise the Lord with me, bless the Lord with me, I was just singing it as we normally sing. All of a sudden, I heard in my spirit, Abraham is inviting you. Esther is inviting you. Bless the Lord with me. Daniel is inviting you. Bless the Lord with me. Oh, Deborah is inviting you. Bless the Lord with me. Samuel is inviting you. Bless the Lord with me. Peter is inviting you. Bless the Lord with me. Paul is inviting you. Bless the Lord with me. All of a sudden, the song took a new meaning. I just saw myself being raptured in their presence where there is adoration. I am in your presence singing hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. We are in your presence singing hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Casting our crowns, we are in your presence, casting our crowns, oh Lord, casting our crowns. You deserve them, casting our crowns. We are. Singing glory to God, glory to God, glory, glory to God. We sing glory to God. And we want to pray for those who couldn't come today, that wherever they may be, the consciousness of God, even as Minister Nkiru helped us to say, Lord, help me to remember you. Remember, is it comfort that has taken them out of the presence of God? Lord, help them to remember you. Is it the pressure of life that has taken them? Lord, help them to remember you. I want you to lift up your voice and pray. Mention them by name and say, Lord, wherever my brother, sisters are, wherever my sisters are, Lord, for this is the day you have made. Lord, I pray that they will remember you. The consciousness of your presence, the love of your presence, the grace of your presence, Lord, they will remember you. Whatever has taken them out, oh God, whatever has separated them from you today, Lord, remember them. And Lord, help them to remember you in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, by your Spirit, draw them to yourself in the name of Jesus. Let nothing be big enough to take us away from your presence. Help us, Jehovah Shaddai. Let's pray for the Church of Jesus in Oxford, that the Church of Jesus will find the love of God and be strengthened by Jehovah. Pray that the Church of Jesus in Oxford will know that God is the only one who is able to save. He is mighty to save. He is mighty to deliver. Oh God, let the church remember you. Let us forget about ourselves and remember the Lord and think upon the Lord. In the name of Jesus, we pray that the church, Lord, will remember you, will not be caught up in its own glory, but will give of itself even to you. Let's pray for the assemblies in North Oxford and in Swindon, that God will encourage them today, that God will strengthen them today, that God will be present with them today. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we thank you, O God, for your assembly in Swindon and your assembly in North Oxford, even for us, your assembly in Cowley, that, Lord, we will continue to increase in the ordination of the grace that is upon the house. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. Even for our junior church, we bless your name that they are waxing stronger and your good hand is keeping them. Have your way, Jehovah Shaddai. Have total preeminence. Let every heart be subject to you today. Daddy, as many as have come, O God, let them receive double for every trouble. Double victory. Double blessing. Lord, double promotion. Daddy, in these 6 weeks of 2017, I want you to pray. We are in the last 6 weeks of 2017. God, crown this year with your goodness. Lord, for our families, crown this year with your goodness. Pray in the name of Jesus. Lord, we will finish well. We will finish strong. No one will be missing in our homes, both immediate and extended family. Those that are with us and those that are far off. Lord, in the remaining 6 weeks of 2017, Daddy, we will not hit our foot against a stone. Daddy, we will not become victims of wickedness. But Lord, we will dwell in the light of your presence. We will experience your mercy. Your blessings shall follow us. Your goodness shall follow us. Lord, we will dwell in good health. Lord, infirmity will not attach itself to us. Sorrow will not be part of our portion. In the name of Jesus Christ, we will find favor with you and with men. Lord, our head will not lack oil. Our hearts will not lack joy. By your mercy, O God, we will go from strength to strength. We will go from faith to faith. We will go from victory to victory. 2017, you will not pack us with you. God of heaven will spare us to see many more years. Lord, no member of our family will be swallowed up in this year. By the mercy of the living God, our destinies will not be swallowed up. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we will not be left, oh God, even without hope. Daddy, the things we have believed you for, Lord, we shall testify of them in the year 2017. God, you are glorified. We bless you, Father, because this is the year that you watch over from the very beginning to the end thereof. In the name of Jesus, you are our refuge and our fortress. We will not be where your presence is. We will not be there, O God. In the day of evil, we shall be preserved. Lord, in the days of calamities, we will not be part of it. In the name of Jesus, as we pray for ourselves, we pray for everyone connected to us. Under the shadow of your wings shall we dwell. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for the things that are yet to be in 2017. Because even as we start this week, we call them into position. We call peace into position. We call promotion into position. Lord, we call, oh God, your faithfulness into position. In the name of Jesus. And we will continue to sing of your mercies. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Welcome someone again. I know we've done it, but a few people have come. And just appreciate God. Hallelujah. Amen. Say praise the Lord with me. Say praise the Lord with me. Hallelujah. Say praise the Lord with me. Bless the Lord with me. Rejoice with me. Hallelujah. Our God is awesome. Hallelujah. Please be seated. We bless God for his goodness. Hallelujah. Amen. Our pastors are with North Oxford this morning. Pastor Winford and Pastor Clara. They are with North Oxford Church today. And it's good to see Sister. Is that Bimbo? Okay, it's good to see you. Welcome with the children. Hallelujah. God bless you. God bless everyone who is in the house. And remember those who are not to go after them. Amen. This month we've been talking about cities of refuge. Before we go on, we are grateful to God for the new baby boy to the Okakus. Let's give the Lord a clap offering. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. So we have a baby boy, and we trust the name of the Lord that all is well. They are back home. Hallelujah. So you can stop by the address to say, how are you, baby? Amen. 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 We've been talking about cities of refuge. And during the week, I was listening to the Bible study on Sunday. It was so beautiful. Really bless God for that study. And thank you to everyone who came and took part in it. Amen. But yesterday, as I was preparing for today, I thought the message I shared at Swindon last week would be what I'll be bringing to Oxford. But the Lord dropped something in my heart, and I believe it's from him, and he wants us to consider it. And so I believe, God, that you and I will be blessed as we open the scriptures today in Jesus' name. Come with me to Joshua chapter 20. Hallelujah. Joshua chapter 20, verses 7 to 9. Joshua chapter 20, verses 7 to 9. I'll read. Are we there?
Yes,
amen. And they appointed Kadesh in Galilee, in Mount Naphtali, and Shechem in Mount Ephraim, and Kajabtaba, which is Hebron, in the mountain of Judah. And on the other side, Jordan by Jericho eastward, they assigned Beza in the wilderness upon the plain out of the tribe of Reuben, and Ramoth in Gilead out of the tribe of Gad, and Golan and Bashan out of the tribe of Manasseh. Verse 9. These were the cities appointed for all the children of Israel and for the stranger that sojourns among them, that whoever killeth any person unawares might flee thither and not die by the hand of the avenger of blood until he stood before the congregation. May the Lord bless the reading of his word. And as I was meditating yesterday by his grace, what the Lord dropped in my heart is, the cities of refuge are only as good as the people within them. The cities of refuge, with all the best of intention that God has for them to do, to save someone who has been pursued, someone who is in danger, someone who is probably helpless against the avenger of the blood. Even though there were six of them, each of them was only as good as the people, the Levites, who are living within them. I mean, you can imagine God saying to you that you should not shut your city. You can't lock the gates of your city 24/7. Your city is open. Your house is open. The church is open. I think we left the church open for one Sunday. And by the time we came back, two fans were gone. Amen. And God said to the children of Israel, this city of refuge, you must not shut the gates. 24/7 it must be open. Who were these people who were willing to have anyone run into their city at any time of the day? Anyone can come in, midnight, morning, afternoon, evening. And these people who flee must be fed. They probably must be clothed because they didn't bring clothes with them. Yes? They must be watered because they've been running at least 32 miles to get to the city of refuge. Who were these people that were willing to make both natives and strangers feel welcome and dwell with them for a time that you don't know? You don't know when they will leave. You don't know when their case will be finished. The law did not say that the elders must determine their case within 6 weeks and the congregation must finish it within 3 months. Who are these people who are willing to partner with God in his work of saving souls? Who are they? Who are these Levites? Because God can ask them to appoint cities, but if they don't make the cities conducive for people, the people won't come. Who were these people that God entrusted the safety and training of the slayers to? Because when the slayer runs into the city of refuge, they mix with the Levites in order to learn the word of God. They are trained. They don't become soldiers. They don't become farmers. They just become a Levite themselves. They join in the service of the Lord. I can see that since the last time I came, I can see a new usher standing. A new Levite has joined. And I understand one or two people have joined the choir too. Hallelujah. Who are these people that make people want to feel to be part of it? Who are they? Somebody say, who are they? Who are these co-laborers with God in his redemptive plan and in his mercy plan? Who are they? Who are these people that God can say, you know, when you get to Kadesh, their door will not be shut. Just keep running to Kadesh. I know they will feed you. I know they will water you. I know they will clothe you. I know they will house you. Who are they? I think about a year or 2.5 years ago, we had a sister, an Italian, who was in Oxford homeless. And Pastor Moriah introduced her to us. We never knew her from Adam. She didn't have a place to live. Someone went with her to her landlord, and the church paid her rent for some time. But the landlord insisted that this lady should leave. Sister May said, come to my house. Ha! Levite! You don't know her. Minister Favor was saying that when she was sick on Friday, people left the prayers, and after service, after the prayers, went to her house. When the ambulance came, they said, how many people are in this house? Because we were all just stripping down. I said, she's one of us. She's beloved. They couldn't imagine one room. There were about 10 or 12 of us. When they wanted to take her away, they said, how many people are still coming out of this house? Who are these people? Who are these people? They will not sleep because one of them is sick. They will change their plan at the last minute because one of them is in need. Let's get to know the Levites. Hallelujah. Let's meet them in Genesis 29, verse 34. Genesis 29, verse 34. They are part of Israel's story. And I know that you have God's. You are part of God's story on earth in the name of Jesus. And God wants you to value what he has called you to. He wants you to value what you are serving, what you are doing in his house so that no one takes you away from his presence. Genesis 29, I read from verse 31. Hallelujah. And when the Lord saw that Leah was hated, he opened her womb, but Rachel was barren. And Leah conceived and bore a son, and she called his name Reuben. For she said, surely the Lord has looked upon my affliction now, Now therefore my husband will love me. And she conceived again, and she bore a son, and said, because the Lord has heard that I was hated, he has therefore given me this son also. And she called his name Simeon. And she conceived again, and bore a son, and said, now this time will my husband be joined unto me, because I have borne him 3 sons. Therefore was his name called Levi. Amen. So she, it was the third child. The person named Levi was the third child of Jacob, the son of Leah. Leah that was not loved. Leah that the husband did not want, but the father of Leah forced her upon Jacob. We know the story. But when she had the third child, she was hopeful that I've had the first one, I've had the second one. Now my husband shall be joined. So the name Levi means joined, united. She was hopeful that now the husband will look at her. Genesis 34, in the process of time, let's meet the Levi. Genesis 34. Because of time, I'm just going to read a few verses from verse 1. And Dinah, the daughter of Leah, which she bore unto Jacob, went out to see the daughters of the land. She was just going to see her friends. And when Shechem, the son of Hamor, the Hivite, prince of the country, saw her, he took her and lay with her and defiled her. And his soul clave unto Dinah, the daughter of Jacob, and he loved this damsel and spake kindly unto the damsel. And Shechem spake unto his father Hamor, saying, give me this damsel to wife. And Jacob heard that he had defiled Dinah, his daughter. Now his sons were with the cattle in the field. And Jacob held his peace until they were come. Verse 24. And unto Hamor and unto Shechem, his son, hearkened all that went out of the gate of his city. And every male was circumcised, all that went out of the gate of his city. And it came to pass on the third day when they were sore, that two of the sons of Jacob, Simeon and Levi, Dinah's brethren, took each man a sword and came upon the city boldly and slew all the males. Just to paraphrase. In the process of time, Dinah was one of the daughters of Jacob. She was going to see her friends, and Shechem loved her. But instead of him to wait to make sure he sought her hand in marriage, he defiled her and then asked the father to go and get the girl for her in marriage. He didn't follow due process. And the brothers, Simeon and Levi, they were so angry that how can you do this to our sister? And so they conned Shechem and his father and said, don't worry, you want to marry our sister. She can't marry you unless you are circumcised. We don't marry the uncircumcised. And so Shechem and his father agreed that, okay, they said not only you and your father, but all the males in your city must be circumcised. The love was so much. Shechem and his dad agreed we will be circumcised. So they brought all the men in their city to be circumcised. The third day, when the pain of circumcision was very high, they killed all of them. But Simeon and Levi did not tell Jacob that was what they wanted to do. It was premeditated because they were angry. They wanted to defend their sister Dinah. They wanted to, that's what you call, is it honor killing? You understand me? It was a honor killing. They wanted honor restored back to the family of Jacob. But their father, Jacob, did not know. So when Jacob was dying, Genesis 49, let's look at what Jacob did when he was blessing all his sons. Genesis chapter 49, let someone read verses 5 to 7. This is Jacob blessing his brethren, and he says something. Yes, anyone there? Yes, thank you, sis. We are following the Levites. We just want to get to know them. Amen? So we know how far they've come. Amen. Let's go.
Amen. And Jacob called unto his sons and said, gather yourselves together, that I may tell you that which shall befall you in the last days. Gather yourselves together and hear, ye sons of Jacob, and hearken unto Israel your father. Reuben, thou art my firstborn, my might, and the beginning of my strength, the excellency of dignity, and the excellency of power. Unstable as water, thou shalt not excel, because thou wentest up to thy father's bed. Then defiledest thou, he went up to my couch. Simeon and Levi are brethren, instruments of cruelty in their and Simeon and Levi are brethren, instruments of cruelty are in their habitations. Shall I continue?
Go on to 7, please.
O my soul, come not thou into their secret, unto thy assembly, mine honor be not thou united. For in their anger they slew a man, and in their self-will they dig down a wall. Cursed be their anger, for it was fierce, and their wrath, for it was cruel. I will divide them in Jacob and scatter them in Israel.
May the Lord bless the reading of his word. This is their father saying that their anger was quelled. They were self-willed. They wanted to, if they had consulted their father, he probably would have measured out another punishment. But he said when he was dying that they were cruel. There was cruelty in their habitation. They didn't have mercy. He said, my soul, do not join yourself with them. You know, the Bible says, do not follow the angry man. Have you read that in the Bible? It says, do not go after the angry man. Otherwise, you will learn how his, you will learn his attitude, and you become angry as well. He said, my soul, don't go into his chambers. Don't go into his house. Don't even want to know about him. But then it caused their anger. That was how bad Jacob considered their anger to be. It caused their anger. But do you know, that was the redemption of the beginning of their redemption. Because now they are able to see the pain of someone killing another person. Hello? They saw that murder was not a necessary way of a reciprocal attitude to someone who has sinned against you. You don't go about killing. But sometimes we hide our faults. We actually magnify our faults and say, you don't know, I'm a very angry person. Cursed be that anger. Amen. Don't you know, when I'm angry, nobody can talk to me. Cursed be that anger. Amen. It didn't curse them. It caused that spirit of anger. Because he understood how destructive. Because after they were angry and they killed the man, Jacob had to move away from that city, from Canaan. He had to go and relocate to Bethel because of what Simeon and Levi did. So he said, cursed be their anger. And I pray wherever anger is residing, that God will curse that spirit of anger. This was not where I was going, but let's hang on this. Do you know that anger has separated husband and wives? They can live together in the same in the same house, and they are like strangers to one another, refusing to communicate. Anger has separated brethren. Anger. And someone says the word that is missing from anger is, the letter that is missing from anger is D, danger. And D is the devil. When you're angry, the Bible says, be angry but sin not. Don't allow the D to stand in front of your anger, because it can turn to danger. But Jacob caused their anger. He saw the cruelty, the wickedness. And he said, cursed be their anger. But there came a time as the journey progressed in Exodus 32. And the children of Israel, they couldn't wait for Moses to come back from the mountaintop, from Mount Sinai, where he went to get the law. And they made for themselves a golden calf. And God was angry, and God was going to destroy all of them. I read Exodus 32 from verse 26. Then Moses stood in the gate of the camp and said, who is on the Lord's side? Let him come unto me. And all the sons of Levi gathered themselves together unto him. When there was a decision, I believe what their father did to them processed them. They realized that, look, God means business. When he wants to do something, you don't have to do things for God. God can choose the way he rules. Amen? So when the golden calf, the children of Israel were impatient with Moses. He has been away for 40 days. They said, we don't even know what has become of this Moses. They went to Aaron and said, the priest, and said, make us calves, make us gods, like the children of Egypt. Let us continue on our journey. Let's leave Moses. We don't know what has become of him. and God watched it from above. Is it not easy in the church that people will get into camps and say, we don't even know what's wrong with the pastor. We don't know what's wrong with the minister. Let's find our own way. Let's sort ourselves. Let's do it's okay. But God is saying God will bring everything into order. Or you can be heading a department and it's becoming difficult because of factions. Let God be God in it. Because God is all-seeing. And so when Moses eventually came down, he stood at the gate and he was so angry with what he saw. But he made a request. Who is on the Lord's side? Sorry, son. Who is on the Lord's side? It's a decision time. You may be in the church, but are you on the Lord's side? You may be leading, but are you on the Lord's side? You may even be just coming in. Are you on? That was the question he asked them. Now is decision time. Who is on the Lord's side? Who is on the other side? And the Levites, the Bible said, all the sons of Levi, they stood. And when God passed the judgment, they carried it out. And God separated them unto himself as his priests. The Levites did not have a good beginning. They had a bad start, but they were redeemed in the process of time. They reconciled with God in the process of time. And that's why we cannot use yesterday to judge the person who has come in, because they may have settled their matter with God. God may have called them again to himself. And so the story changed. They stood in obedience to cleanse the land when God was angry. And God said, these are the people that will represent me. Hallelujah. Amen. Brethren, I don't know what your story has been since the beginning of 2017. But you know, in the remaining 6 weeks, you can make a turnaround. God can call you into a higher position. God can entrust into your hand some things that will make 2017 a year not to be forgotten. Because the race is never to the swift. Victory is never to the strong. But time and chance happens to all. I pray that this remaining 6 weeks of 2017 will be time and chance that will happen to you. Yes. That God himself will begin to give you opportunities to make your consecration known to him. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. That the things that seem to have been far-fetched, where it appears as if things are not working, God in his mercy will step in. Amen. And that's how we begin to hear of the Levites, from being cursed, from their anger being cursed, to becoming people who are on the Lord's side. May you be on the Lord's side. Amen. In the name of Jesus. So as the journey continues, somebody say the journey continued. In Numbers, in the book of Numbers, we see God putting the children of Israel into their vocation. And in Numbers chapter 1, we have 11 tribes. They were given military offices. And God was calling the names. Because of time, I'm not reading it. But you can go and read it. And God jumped from Reuben. He went to Simeon. Then he jumped to Gad. You won't hear anything about the Levite. God, we thought we have finished this business. We have now settled. God gave all the 11 tribes their own position in the military. And it appeared as if God was going to close the chapter. That's why I believe there is hope for you. That's why I believe that this remaining 6 weeks, God will do exceptional things. And that's why I believe that no one can write your story off. Because you may not have made it in the first 11 months. Oh, but in the 12th month, there is an assignment that will announce you. In the name of Jesus. You may have been delayed, but this is your time to sing. This is your month to declare. Oh God, I speak to every destiny that has been delayed. That God will begin to rewrite the story in the name of Jesus Christ. Brethren, Numbers chapter 1, the 11 tribes were given assignment. And you didn't hear anything about the Levites. They were number 3. If it was supposed to be as you were born, they ought to have been mentioned. But until you get to verse 47, then the Bible, it appears as if God just remembered them, but he reserved the best for them. Hallelujah. He said, but the Levites, after the tribe of their father, Numbers 1 from verse 47, they were not numbered among them. For the Lord had spoken unto Moses. They had a reservation. Your reservation must be announced. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. For the Lord has spoken unto Moses, saying, only thou shalt not number the tribe of Levi, neither take the sum of them among the children of Israel. But thou shalt appoint the Levites over the tabernacle of testimony, and over all the vessels thereof, and over all the things that belong to it. They shall bear the tabernacle and all the vessels thereof, and they shall minister unto it, and shall encamp round about the tabernacle. And when the tabernacle sets forward, the Levites shall take it down. And when the tabernacle is to be pitched, the Levites shall set it up. And the stranger that comes nigh shall be put to death. And the children of Israel shall pitch their tents, every man by his own camp, and every man by his own standard throughout their host. But the Levites shall pitch around about the tabernacle of testimony, that there be no wrath upon the congregation of the children of Israel. And the Levites shall keep charge of the tabernacle of testimony. Praise the Lord. Moses was giving all the other tribes their own portion. I'm sure the Levites will be one. When it's our turn. You've been saying, it's my turn. Nothing came. Dan, you've got your own. It's my turn. Nothing has happened. Oh, it's Judah. It's my turn. Nothing happened. But God had preserved and reserved the best thing. That they were not going to fight as soldiers. They were going to be worshippers. They were going to be the ones to mind the tabernacle. And it's the tabernacle of testimony, not a tabernacle of shame. He said, my portion is a tabernacle of testimony. They were to be around the presence of God. They were to be called in. When God says, let's move, they are the ones to go first. When God says, let's pitch, they were the ones to make it happen. The story had been rewritten. Do I have witnesses in this house? Who are going to carry the tabernacle of the testimony of 2017? Who are going to carry the tabernacle of God's testimony for this year 2017? This, it appears as if others have gone ahead. It appears as if they have run ahead. But I tell you, the God that helped Elijah to outrun the chariot of Ahab, he is on your side. He is on your side. He has reserved the best for you in the name of Jesus Christ. So chapter 1 could not close until the Levites got their portion. 2017 will not close. Amen. Until you have got your allocation. It will not stop. The calendar will not be turned around until God has put you in your place. I said that the story of 2017 will not be concluded until your testimony has been announced by the mercy of the living God. I said the songs of 2017 will not be completed until you sing your song of the Lord in the name of Jesus Christ. Chapter 1 could not close. That is how 2017 will not end. Until you are rejoicing before the Lord. Until you are carrying the tabernacle of testimony. In the name of Jesus Christ. And so it was because they have dwelt constantly before God. That's why they know that if God says, leave your gates open, God can keep the gates. If God says, let all the people who have killed people come into your house, God can feed them. They have been about the Lord's business. They have been with the Lord in the secret place. They know that if God says to the tribe of the whole nation of Israel, 3 a.m. we are moving, God will take them to where they are going. They had confidence. Oh, I have confidence in you. I don't know it very well. I have confidence in you. Any day, I have confidence in you. You are the... Amen. They have confidence because the closer you are to God, the better you are at understanding the mysteries of life. The closer you are to God doing his business, You know, some of the tasks, you need to read chapter 4. Some of the tasks that were given to them, there were only three sons of Levi. Some of the tasks were very menial. Some of them, they were to look after the tent pegs. So that when they are moving, you make sure that every tent, every peg, you pick it. The people that will carry the big tent, are you with me? They will be seen that they are carrying the tent, but there were some of them. All they did was pick the peg. Make sure that no peg is missing. Because if one peg is missing, when they get to where they're going to set the tent up, there won't be enough tent, enough peg. So everyone looked after their own business. And God trusted them when they were in the wilderness. So when they got to Canaan, to the new, to promised land, God said, these ones, they are not going to farm. Just give them cities that are already built. I pray. By the mercy of the living God, while others are still struggling to set up, because of your obedience to God, because of your service to God, He will give you businesses that are already established. Amen. He will give you blessings that are already to be announced. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. God was able to trust them with cities that were already built. I'm sure I've read it in the Bible, that the Bible says God will give you vineyards that are already planted. That you didn't plant. That's what God does for the Levites. May that be your portion. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Please, I want us to know that God has assigned responsibilities even as He has allocated blessings. May it not be that you are supposed to be the Levites on duty and you are walking in carelessly. You are not at your post at the time you should be there. Oh, you think the church starts at 11 and you book your taxi for 11 o'clock. May that not be your portion. Yes. Imagine if the city gates were open but there were no Levites to welcome the people. You know, these people were supposed to keep the entrance of their city clean. They were supposed to make sure that nobody can trip. It's not because they were expecting the queen. They were expecting fugitives. Hello, sir. They were expecting people who have killed. They are not expecting the Queen of England. They are not expecting the Prime Minister. But they were supposed to keep the entrance of their cities wide. If there was a river, they were to build bridges. I mean, and God could entrust them that they were going to do it. They were supposed to make sure that the place was clean. That when the fugitives comes in, they give the fugitive some peace of mind. Come in. I mean, when last did you see a visitor at the church and you went and introduced yourself and said, how are you? This is who I am. Or we just stay with ourselves and the stranger is just wondering, who are these people? Where do I belong? Then you say, oh, my sister, it's good to see you. I'm this person. How can I help you? And this like that. But they were partners with God. They walked with God. They did not despise their role. I pray that where the enemy may have been deceiving you or making you to think, oh, after all I've done, and you are thinking of slipping back, you will remember Numbers chapter 1. That the last few verses, the last few weeks of the year, you are not forgotten. Amen. Because God wants to do something spectacular in the name of Jesus. And what you are carrying is a tabernacle of God's testimony. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 22. 1 Corinthians 12, 22. Someone, if you find it, please read it. Thank you. 1 Corinthians 12. Maybe we should start from verse 17, just for context, please. 17, please.
Okay.
To 23.
If the whole body were an eye, where were the hearing? If the whole were hearing, where were the smelling? But now hath God set the members, every one of them, in the body as it hath pleased him.
Yes, Lord.
And if they were all one member, where were the body? But now are they many members, yet but one body. And the eye cannot say unto the hand, I have no need of thee. Nor again the head to the feet, I have no need of you.
Jesus.
Nay, much more those members of the body which seem to be more feeble are necessary.
Amen.
And those members of the body which we think to be less honorable, upon these we bestow more abundant honor. And our uncomely parts have more abundant comeliness.
Verse 24, please.
For our comely parts have no need, but God hath tempered the body together,
hallelujah,
having given more abundant honor to that part which lacked.
Praise the Lord. I hope you gain understanding. How many organs are in this body that you are looking at? How many organs have I? The people in healthcare, how many organs do I have? Yes, how many? What? Go on, tell me. How many organs? How many? Yes? You are counting. Okay. How many? Seven. Organs. Okay. Yes. How? Five organs. And in the... Sorry, ma'am? Five organs. Okay. And how many parts? In the whole body. Yes. You see my face, you conclude she's beautiful. You see my legs, you say, oh, she's tall. Isn't that? But what of the ones inside that are not seen? Was it one of my friends that was sharing with me? The mom is late now. And the mom was having her bath. It was at that time when mom was feeble. And she said, Mom, even at this age, you are still very, very, very strong. And the mom said, it's the one you've seen. What is going on inside? You don't know. But this is what the Bible is saying. We are all many parts. We are all parts. And we love to celebrate the ones we can see. But the ones that are doing the little tasks, they all belong. In the tribe of Israel, God appointed the Levites to be his worshipers. You can say, oh, I want to join the majority. I want to be part of the 11 other tribes. I want to be seen carrying the gun. I want to be seen fighting the giants. Because that's where everybody is seen. But God said, come, I want to appoint you among those who will be worshiping. Now, your own assignment may not be in the public. But I want to bring you close to me, where I can share secrets with you. You can imagine somebody running into the city of refuge and saying, yes, I was just playing with my friend and I threw the sling and the sling hit him on the head. I didn't mean to kill him. And the elders will be listening. And they were not there. And God will say to them, he killed. God could trust them that there will be fear in their judgment. They are not soldiers. But they are soldiers of the Lord. They are in tune with the Father. They may not be popular like the Rubens, like Judah, like Simeon. Their tribes may not be known, but they were in a place where a difference was being made. Or someone may come and say, oh, you know what? I have done this, but really I need refuge. And they may decide that, no, we don't want to keep you. We are going to send you back. And God will say to them, keep the person. And they will agree with God. Well, that is a noble assignment. That's a place where you are doing things that are eternal. Don't let anyone think that what you are doing for the Lord is in vain. You are bringing his kingdom down on earth. It's not about when men see you or when men don't see you. You are making his testimony on earth. It was the Levites that made Rahab to hear the testimony of God. And when the spies came, she was saying back what she has heard. I pray that in your assignment of God, in the assignment that God has committed into your hand, testimonies will go out. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Then you will not allow your part to be despised. It does not have to be big in the human eye. The truth is, if God is in it, it is big. Nothing is small when God is in it. Hallelujah. So they were not soldiers. But they were warriors. They were the ones that made the nation of Israel to get to where God would ultimately bless them. And when they got there, their cities were reserved as places where those who were fugitives could run to. I pray that your home, my home, what fountain, Swindon, what fountain, not Oxford, what fountain, Cowley, there will be places where the destitute will be able to find rest and find God in the name of Jesus. Every gift that God has given to us are to be used to serve him. In that dispensation, we don't have Levites as families again. God appoints people. Acts chapter 9, when God met Saul, who had been killing children, the church, God said, you have assignment for me. So God can call anyone into his service now. If the church stands and say, oh, you have this bad reputation, you can't serve God, you will sin against God. We have to allow God to choose. Amen? Amen. And so in Acts chapter 9, God said, he's a chosen vessel to me. When the person that God, Ananias, that God sent to Paul was telling God about the reputation of Saul, as if God didn't know. He said, this person, he has killed people. This person you're asking me to go and pray for. Hey, he was actually on a mission to come and kill us. God said, he's a chosen vessel for me. So what's keeping you back from doing the will of God? God has rewritten the story. If you have come to him and say, Father, forgive me, and want to be your child and I want to serve you, God will not hold you back. You are a chosen vessel. And in 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 9, it says, you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, better than the Levites. You have royalty attached to your priesthood. Stand up. You have what? Royalty attached to your priesthood. You are a royal priesthood, a peculiar person. God called you out of darkness. He knew you and I was in darkness. He knew you were in darkness, but he called you out of the darkness to show forth his marvelous light. Say, I have royalty attached to my priesthood. I want you to turn it into prayer. By the mercy of the living God, that every part of your life will speak of royalty, that you will know that you are chosen of God. The gift of God that he gave into your life is to be used to serve him. He called you out of many people to come and be his Levite, to come and be his priest, to come and serve him. I want you to know that that service is not in vain. The Bible says, and we should know that whatever we do in the name of the Lord, it shall not be in vain. Even when you give a cup of water in the name of the Lord, you will have a prophet's reward. God will not despise your work, but you don't despise your work. As a God of heaven, look at the year 2017. From the very beginning of it till now, how have you served the Lord? How have you served the Lord? Have you been punctual? Have you been occasional? Have you served God based on your own convenience? Or like the Levites, you have been at your duty post 24/7. I want you to assess yourself and ask God of heaven where you need mercy. God, have mercy on me. Have you left your duty post just at the call of a party, at the call of somebody is doing this? Have you left your duty post? Have you considered what God thought about that? Ask God to have mercy. I ask God to forgive me. Every area we have fallen short of his glory, light in the name of Jesus, where I have considered my own convenience above your assignment, Daddy, forgive me in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, let there be a reconciliation. Lord, I ask that there be a reconciliation, that you forgive me in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now God is saying again, who is on the Lord's side? On Friday, we had the privilege of being with Brother Joshua, a maths teacher in this city, that said something or approached one of his students about gender or no transgender. And he was probably is going through tribunal. But he had to make a stand. Brethren, there is a lot of pressure coming upon Christians. Today the Lord is asking, who is on his side? In these days of anything goes. Like in the end, the book of Judges. I'll read the book of Judges. Open the Bible to the book of Judges. The book of Judges, the last chapter. Judges, Joshua, then Judges, the last chapter. Let's look at what it says so that we can make a bold stand as a church. Yes, let's read it together. Are we all there? Judges chapter 21, verse 25. What does it say? In those days, there was no king in Israel. Every man did what was right in his own eyes. In these days, that's where we are back to. Nobody wants to accept God as king. Nobody wants to accept Jesus as Lord. Nobody wants to accept the church as relevant. Even the church is rewriting its own rules now. Did you see what the Church of England did? As guidance to teachers. No one wants to stand, but today the Lord is asking, who is on his side? Are you on the Lord's side in your work? Are you on the Lord's side in your family? Are you on the Lord's side concerning his promises? Make that declaration to God. Lord, help me to be on your side. I choose to be on the Lord's side. Lord, by your mercy, help me, King of glory, to be bold to defend the cause of the Lord. I will not bow to a golden image. I will not bow to a golden calf. I will not bow by your spirit. Help my brothers, help my sisters, that we will not negotiate our conviction. Daddy, whether it is for bread or it is for gold, help us not to be a people of no conviction. The Bible says, if you will not stand, you will not stand at all. By your mercy, help me, O God, to be a person who is standing upon the truth, who knows the truth, in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Brethren, even in this season, when the government is saying anything goes, there are still people who want to know God. There are still people who God is by himself witnessing to them. And I thank God for our outreach team. Thank God for those who went to Swindon to help them announce the kingdom of God has come. Thank God for those who were not Oxford yesterday. It's an assignment for the whole church. We should go to Cowley. We should go to Swindon. We should go to North Oxford. Whenever you see the announcement being made, make yourself available. Because you are the Levites to help those who are running away from danger to come to God. Because the avenger of blood is already raised his hand. And God said to the angel, we hold on until all my children have been sealed in their forehead before you strike. And so while God is holding the hand of the angel of death, we must be about our Father's business, bringing people into his kingdom, reminding them that they are loved of God. I want you to make a personal consecration to God. God, help me in this time to be a relevant Levite. A relevant Levite. Help me to know when to speak. Help me to know when to bless. Help me to know when to encourage. Help me to know when to comfort. And help me to know when to rebuke by your spirit in the name of Jesus Christ. Because I know that the avenger of blood, the Bible says the wages of sin is death. So I know, God, that even in the times we are in, the avenger of blood is against the sinner, is pursuing sinners. And they are making choices, oh God, unless they hear your good news, unless they know they can run to you. Daddy, help us as a church to be a people that are up and about, telling the world about your love. Help us to be people who are busy about the Lord's business, whether at work, whether at home, on the bus. Lord, help us to be outgoing. Lord, help our outreach efforts in Swindon, in North Oxford, in Cowley, to be fruitful in the name of Jesus. Let the people we have ministered to, the people we have prayed for, Lord, continue the conversation with them until it becomes a conviction, until their conviction becomes a conversion. Lord, until they become established in you. Daddy, don't let them miss your favor, for this is the day of the Lord's favor. We bless and we honor you. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Pray for your family, that by the mercy of the living God, none will be missing. Numbers chapter 35. They said, we have counted and none is missing. I want you to scan through your family. Scan through the men, the women. Even in your mind, look where they are. Look at their habitation. God, by your mercy, I declare by your spirit over Word Fountain Christian Ministries and our families that as the year 2017 is coming to an end, none will be missing. But we will be about your business in the name of Jesus. Our men will not be missing. Our women will not be missing. Our singles will not be missing. Our youths and children will not be missing. In the name of Jesus Christ, we will finish 2017 strong. We will finish 2017 blessed. We will finish 2017, oh God, in faith. In the name of Jesus, those that travel will go and they will return safely. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, those that are believing you for breakthroughs, they will have the testimony of their breakthrough. Those that are believing you for their stay in this country, Lord, they will have the testimony of their stay. Those that are believing you for healing, Jehovah, they will have the testimony of their healing. We shall not bury anyone in this house. Lord, we break every covenant with the grave. We annul every announcement of death. By the mercy of the living God, we crush every coffin that has been purchased. In the spiritual realm, we say none shall be buried. None shall be missing. In the name of Jesus Christ, we declare life over everyone. We say to the spirit of infirmity, you will not touch anyone. In the name of Jesus, touch not the children of God. And do these prophets no harm. We place upon everyone the ministry of service in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we thank you. We bless your holy name. Lord, we know you fight our battle and we hold our peace. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' precious name we pray. So, Father, we thank you for opening our hearts and our eyes to your word. Lord, this tribe of Levi, they started wrong. But Lord, they finished well. They started angry. But they became the reference point for peace and refuge. You are God. There is nobody's story that you can't turn around. There are marriages that are hurting. People are living as enemies in their own homes. There is no refuge. Actually, when they look at their door, they don't want to go in because they don't understand the conversation that will ensue. They are not happy. But you are God who raised the cities of refuge. There are people going to work, their heart breaks because they don't know the contention they will be up against. God, you are the God who is our refuge. And Lord, this is your house, oh God. Is there anyone who is saying, I can't go there when that sister is in the church? I can't go there when that brother is in the church? I can't go there when that pastor is in the church? Jehovah, rewrite that story. From our home to our work to your church. Then Lord, this will be places of refuge for us. Lord, by your mercy, let every home know your peace. Amen. Let our workplaces be, oh God, the place of your habitation. Amen. And let your church be the place where your presence is. Lord, where there is need for reconciliation, Daddy, we pray for humility. And we cast the spirit of anger. We cast the spirit of malice, the spirit, oh God, that separates loved ones. We say you will not proceed and you will not progress. Amen. We command your roots to be destroyed. Amen. And we call our men and our women to the side of the Lord. Amen. Even the side of peace. We call every member of Word Fountain Christian Ministries to the place of reconciliation. Amen. Let there be repentance. Let there be brokenness. But let there be healing and comfort. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you for listening and hope that you have been richly blessed. For more information on Word Fountain Christian Ministries and service times, please log on to wordfountain.org or call the office on 01865 402 108. We look forward to seeing you. God bless.